going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:09, and we're going to talk about LSU baseball, the second half of the hour with Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former LSU Major League Baseball player. What an exciting game last night, and another one coming up on Saturday. We got it for you here on WWO. But first, you know, another interesting pastime in Louisiana is politics, and Clancy Dubose joins us, WWO Louisiana political analyst. Talk about the mayor's race. How you been, Clancy?
Oh, I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Let's talk about I guess this poll by Ron Fauché, is that what we're going to use as a jumping-off point to talk about the mayoral race and where it stands, or our approval with jump in where you feel comfortable?
Well, it's the latest one, but first, I got to say, there's nothing more exciting right now than LSU baseball.
No,
what
right.
a finish that
I'm
was. Oh, my God.
And you know what I want to ask Todd Walker is that, hearing the highlight just now, is it one bad pitch that ends the inning? Is it just a moment in time? Is it? I'm not a baseball player, but I always wondered about that. You know what I mean? Is it one?
Well, when I was a kid, baseball was my sport. I played all the sports, but baseball was the one that I felt like, not that I was never an all-star, but I did my personal best at baseball, and I watched a little bit of the analysis and afterwards and. You know, the thing is, it's a team sport, and it would be totally wrong to blame or to say, oh, that guy blew it. There were errors made, you know, when Arkansas came back and took the lead at the top of the ninth, it was because of some mistakes, miscues that LSU made. And then, when LSU came back, there were some miscues, but there were miscues throughout the game. One of the coaches, I think it was the coach of Arkansas, said a few days ago when they were talking about changing pitches, he said, you can win or lose a game in the second inning. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's every pitch matters.
Yeah.
And it's not that one, you know, you can focus on things that because it happens at a certain point in time. But, I actually, as elated as I was, you know, my wife is an LSU alum. Our son, Will, is an LSU alum twice from undergrad and law school. And UNO is now back in the LSU system, and I'm really happy about that. I'm all in for LSU and even LSUNO because I think the LSU brand is really strong, much more so than it was when I was a student, and that was a long time ago. But
Now that you brought that up, you know, I often quote you about saying UNO built the middle class in New Orleans, and I think they did. Yeah. I'm a UNO graduate myself. Tell me about what happens now with UNO, and I know you didn't come on to talk about this, but I like to pick your brain.
I'm happy to talk about it. And by the way, Ron Fauché is a good friend of mine. He's a great pollster, and he's also WWL TV's pollster.
Okay.
So he has a lot of credibility.
All right, but let's get to UNO for a second.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm going to give you a little history. I'm a history major, so I'm going to give a quick history lesson here. I was at UNO in the 70s, And I was actually there when the name got changed. And we were all then saying, and back then there was a culture in the LSU system where LSU was it, everybody else was not even second class, it was third class citizens. And you were, even though you were in the system, you were kind of on your own. And they didn't have a funding formula then for higher ed, so everybody had to go lobby the legislature. And LSU was the 800-pound gorilla. I mean, they were as strong as nursing homes in the oil industry back then. And so we felt like step kids.
Saying they're as strong as nursing homes is saying a lot, Clancy. You know that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'm telling no, but I mean, when it came to education, there was LSU, and then there was everybody else. Mm-hmm. And within the realm of education, particularly education funding. Again, this was before the funding formula, and this was before we had a new constitution. Okay, this was before the Board of Regents. Okay, it was the old days, and the legislators who went to college, a lot of them. I don't know if I could say a majority, but a plurality at least went to LSU. And all the legislators got free LSU tickets and, you know, this kind of stuff for the football games. There's nothing that's better than 100 steaks at Ruth's Chris or Sullivan's, you know. So anyway, changing the name to UNO was sort of a poke in the eye to LSU. And there were a lot of faculty members who were against it because they said, no, look, you know, when we publish our academic papers, you know, the LSU name means something. UNO's name doesn't mean anything because it's, you know, it just doesn't have a brand. And it pains me to say this because I love our alma mater, and I know you do too, but UNO still doesn't really have a brand. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole culture's changed now. Everything's a lot more equal. The legislature understands that all of these universities matter. And LSU's brand back then was good, but now it's great. And it's partly because of athletics, but also because of academics. LSU has really upped its game. LSU, UNO was academically much more rigorous than LSU was back when I was a student. And you probably knew that,
yes,
too, at the time.
Yep.
Guys who couldn't hack it at UNO would go to LSU and have fun and make B's, you know. But now that's not the case. And also the culture within the LSU system. I think there's a lot more understanding and appreciation. There's different people there now, and I think they value the idea of a system, and the system is only as strong as its weakest part. So I actually think that they should change the name back to LSUNO, because I think being part of the LSU brand, part of the LSU family, And I don't care if they change the colors back to purple and gold, because that's all part of the brand. That gives us a brand. And I think it would actually help enrollment at UNO, because then they could tell people, hey, look, you can go to LSU in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the New Orleans part really becomes part of the brand, too. You know, and I think LSU, the folks at LSU would be happy about that, because it's all part of the system. And I think, you know, people could take summer courses at either university and really make it a system like the other good state systems, like the Texas system. You know, UTEP, University of Texas El Paso, has a strong brand of its own, but it's also part of the UT system. UCLA, that's part of Berkeley's system, but it has its own brand because it's Los Angeles, you know. And so I think changing it to LSUNO would improve the university's brand. It would give it instant marketing cachet, and I think it would help enrollment. I think it would help with everything. And UNO as an urban research university brings a lot to the table for the LSU system. So it's not like UNO would just be taking. UNO brings a lot to the table. It's got a strong faculty. It's, you know, it's a trade that helps both teams, as they say in baseball.
So where does that stand now, Clancy? Where does it stand? Well, because I'm looking at LSU Shreveport, you would be talking about a model, something like that?
No, because Shreveport's not New Orleans. And people at LSU Shreveport, if you go to LSU Shreveport, the enrollment is a fraction of what it is at UNO, even today when UNO's enrollment is not what it used to be, okay? It's a gorgeous campus. It's not a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's, you know.
So what happens?
I'm not going to knock Shreveport.
No, I understand. But what happens from here,
you know,
though,
kids in New Orleans only now are moving away. I think it would. I think overall it would be a good thing, both for UNO and for LSU.
So what happens so what from here? What now, has to happen? Yeah.
Yeah. The law has passed. The governor either signed it or will sign it. I'm sorry, I was getting a little signal from my better half.
You pay attention to that.
I'm walking into a different room now. So the law has passed, and the LSU system board, is going to appoint a committee, a transition committee. And I believe Remy Starnes, who's a member of the LSU Board of Supervisors, who also, by the way, is a UNO student. He's getting a PhD from UNO. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, so UNO finally has representation on the LSU system board. We've never had that. And I suspect he will be the chair of the transition committee, and they will put together a committee, which will include people from UNO. I hope it will include UNO alums, but it will also include people from the LSU system to come up with a transition plan. And that's going to be due on April 1st. And, you know, it's a transition. It's not like you've thrown on a light switch. But and it's important to have a transition and a transition plan. And I think there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of uncertainty, too. But I think people should be excited. I think the UNO community needs to embrace the LSU brand. They really do. And I think it would be a good thing. And when they write that plan, they're going to implement it. It's going to take 2 years. Because when they transitioned from LSU UNO to UNO, it took a year and a half to 2 years. So, you know, it's the way things work in our democracy. You don't just throw a switch and things change. The founding fathers designed change to come incrementally and so that people can adapt to it. And I think long-term plan, Tommy, I think a year and a half from now, 2 years from now, you and I are going to be talking on the radio about how awesome it is. I hope that's I'm optimistic about all of this.
I think whatever it takes to keep it viable, that's what I think. Let me take a break. We'll talk New Orleans politics. We come back. Clancy Dubose, our guest, WWO Louisiana political analyst. He didn't come on to talk about UNO, but I'm a concerned alum. He is, too. He rang the bell, so I thought I'd follow up. 920 traffic now, WWL. No, not traffic, just a break on WWL. 924, talking to our friend Clancy Dubose, WWR Louisiana political analyst, about a survey that's out by another political analyst and pollster, Ron Fauché. Take me through it, Clancy. What stuck out to you? What didn't? What's important? What's not?
Well, a couple of preliminary things. First, Fauché is an excellent pollster. You can take his numbers to the bank. Mm-hmm. But if he were on the air with us right now, he would be the first to say a poll is not a prediction. Mm-hmm. It is like a starting lineup or the morning line at a horse race. Think of the Kentucky Derby. It's who's the favorite, who's not. And it's where they are. It's like a snapshot in time. And so this is where the race stood, assuming the turnout would be proportionate. And that's how polls are designed, to accurately reflect what the voting population thinks. But, you know, turnout always matters. So it's not a prediction, but it's very accurate. It tells us where they are right now. And what stuck out to me was, what doesn't stick out. In other words, nothing changed. Mm-hmm. This is where all the polls have consistently shown the electorate to be leaning at this time, which is to say that Helena Moreno is way out front. If there were actually an election on the day that I think they were taken within 3 to 5 days. The poll was taken within 3 to 5 days, as they usually are. If the election were held that day, she would have probably won in the primary. But that doesn't mean it will happen on October 11th. Mm-hmm. But the polls that I have seen, and it's been from several different pollsters, I've seen at least three different ones, over the taken polls starting like in March through early June.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They all show the same thing, that she has a plurality of the hard vote, people really committed. And when you look at the hard vote plus the people who are leaning in her direction, she has a majority without even factoring in the undecided, you know, or keeping the, in other words, there'll be like 20 or so percent. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but she actually has over 50% in the raw numbers, as we say, in several of the polls. And this is what the polls have shown, and it shows Oliver Thomas in second place in the, I think, somewhere in the low to mid-20s, and former Judge Arthur Hunter moving up from the low single digits into the middle to higher single digits. And I think it's largely based on name recognition, plus the fact that people know two of those candidates, Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno. They are both very well-known among New Orleans voters. They're not likely to learn anything new unless we all learn something new. And they don't really know Arthur Hunter that well. But those who do know him like him. So that's where the race stands right now. And we have qualifying in about 3 weeks. So, you know, it'll be about 3 weeks. So, you know, we'll know by 5 o'clock or maybe 4:30 on Friday, July 11th. You know, who's actually in, and I suspect there'll be a few others who join. There are some other lesser-known candidates who have announced, but I apologize. They're so lesser-known, it's hard for me to recall their names right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this happens in every big race. You know, we look at the last governor's race. We had three or four main candidates and then another seven or eight lesser-knowns. That always happens at the last minute.
So does part of the strategy of this involve getting to a runoff for whomever it would finish in second? And it's just a snapshot, I understand it right now. But
yeah, sure. A poll is a tool. It's polling before polls started getting released to the public were kept close to the vest, and it's a starting point where candidates will poll very early and they see where they are. They also poll issues and see what issues matter. They poll messages or potential messages to see which ones resonate. And, you know, because a campaign is all about engaging with the public, and you want to have a message that resonates with voters. And as time goes on, you continue to poll, not every week or every other week, but maybe one, if you have enough money, once a month or once every 6 weeks, and you see how your messaging has worked. And it helps candidates and their teams strategize and to come up with a strategy for changing the outcome of the first poll. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And right now, Oliver Thomas and Arthur Hunter are strategizing, how do we get more votes, both black and white, because Moreno's got healthy levels of got major support, overwhelming support in the white community, and very strong support in the black community. Thomas leads her among black voters, but Thomas is black, Moreno's white, Latina. But, you know, and but she's got a real base in the black community, and she not because she's well-known, she has worked it. She has really worked it. And, of course, Thomas has to overcome, you know, his conviction on bribery charges, on corruption charges back in the aughts. He has worked very hard to do that. He's, you know, to get back into, well, he didn't jump right back into politics like some people do. He spent almost a decade or more, you know, just toiling in the vineyards, as I would call it, doing public service stuff, working with nonprofits and being humble. And apologetic, and he did that from the beginning, which is the right thing to do. And but that still hangs out there. You know, there are people who still have questions about that, and he has to overcome that. Arthur Hunter has to get better known. But the strategy for I don't know what the strategy is, but because I'm not part of any campaign team, never have been. But there are Hunter and Thomas are both. You know, trying to say, okay, how do we take some votes off her? How do we get people motivated who are undecided? You know, how do we build to keep her from winning in the first? And if they do that, when you get to a runoff, it's a whole new ballgame. I would say my parting message, if it's time to go,
not yet,
is
this is another question.
In addition to people remembering, here's the takeaways, folks. Mm-hmm. A poll is a snapshot in time. It's not a prediction, but it's accurate for where we are right now, and every election is a unique event, all right? I mean, it's like any kind of sporting event, although I don't mean to trivialize it. It's much more important than athletics, but it's analogous to that. You know, the old saying about football, on any given Sunday, any given team can beat any other given team. You never know. It's why you play the game, and this is why they run the race. People cannot assume that, oh, she's got it, I can stay home. No, she doesn't have anything. Nobody does. You know, it's all about turnout, and every election is a unique event. So if it goes to the runoff, you cannot assume, and I always say this on the air on election night, no candidate should assume that he or she is going to get the same votes in the runoff. You've got to go out and earn all those votes. When the candidates wake up on Saturday morning, October 12th, if there is a runoff, the two candidates in the runoff both have zero votes at that point. They got to start all over and get their votes again.
I just want to ask you real quick about crime and Ann Kirkpatrick. Who hired Ann Kirkpatrick? I wish I could remember everything, but I can't. That was Mayor LaToya Cantrell, was it not?
Oh, yeah, that was Cantrell, definitely, so, yeah. She was chosen over Michelle Woodfork.
So that was, in retrospect, I guess, a good hire. How responsible is she?
It was a very good hire. I thought it was a good hire at the time, and I thought Michelle Woodfork would have been a good hire. I thought it was a tough choice because I think they were both excellent candidates, if you will, for the job. And Woodfork had actually shown that she could do it. Kirkpatrick was a bit of an unknown quantity because she had not been here, but I think she's done a very good job. And I think Michelle Woodfork, if she were on there, would say, yeah, she's done a good job, you know. But obviously, Woodfork wanted the job, but, you know, she's not crying about it. She's moved on, and now she's running for sheriff. And she's, by the way, she's in the same relative position that Helena Moreno is. If the race were held today, she'd probably win in the primary.
I guess what the reason I asked, you look at LaToya's approval rating and the fact that Ann Kirkpatrick was a good hire and the citizens aren't as concerned about crime, it seems as though she shot herself in the foot with the travel because an accomplishment that could have been touted with Ann Kirkpatrick is kind of getting lost. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's a shame, but I hope that I always say that I think the mayor made several excellent hires, and I'll kick off three of them right now. Kirkpatrick was an excellent hire, as was Woodfork. Actually, four. Woodfork and Kirkpatrick were both excellent. One was a promotion. The other was a hire. When she hired Ghassan Korban at the Sewage and Water Board, you know, people are all upset about, you know, the sewage, you know, drainage, but the drainage didn't get to where it is overnight, so it's a work in progress. And she hired our health director, Oh God, I just had her name and now I'm blanking out.
Avegno?
I'm sorry?
Avegno?
Yes, yeah. Jennifer Avegno, thank you, who I know. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jennifer. But no, she was an excellent. Look at how we got through COVID. The reason LaToya got reelected so strongly was because she managed COVID so well. She did some great things, but she also did some bad things. Mm-hmm. You know, she made some awful, colossal mistakes, and then she doubled down on them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Every mayor, every governor, every president makes mistakes. Where they mess up is when they, because they're human, they make mistakes, but when they double down on the mistakes because they're hard-headed or they just, their egos won't let them admit that they make a mistake, this is not unique to LaToya Cantrell. Mitch Landrieu did that. Mark Morial mm-hmm. did that, you know. But they didn't do it to the extent that this mayor has done it.
I just try to keep it real.
And then she's rubbing people. She's rubbing our noses in it with the travel.
Yep. I just,
you know, so, and people are just tired of it. But let me also say, they were tired of Mark Morial after 8 years. Voters were tired of Ray Nagin after Katrina already, and they were tired of Mitch Landrieu after 8 years. That's a natural thing. It's, you know, mayors, it's really hard to end 8 years in office on a high note. John Bel Edwards did it, and good for him. And he had a Republican legislature, but it's unusual. It is really difficult to do.
Thank you, Clancy. I just wanted to check my thinking on that. Clancy Dubose, it's a pleasure as always. WWO Louisiana political analyst. We're going to talk Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former Tiger, major league player, about those LSU Tigers when we come back on WWL 936 Traffic Now. Attempting to connect with Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former LSU and major.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
League baseball player, just an improbable ending for the LSU game last night, and it's the type of thing where if you scripted it with a movie, nobody would believe it. And one thing I did want to say, this second baseman, I think it was, for Arkansas, was shortstop, beg your pardon, Aloy, is getting some heat for making a decision to throw to third. And prior to a couple of weeks ago, I probably would have said, how can somebody at that level make that kind of mistake? But I'm not a 20-year-old guy, and I've been doing this for a long time. And I made a mistake a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot exactly what it was or the context of it, but it suddenly made me realize, you know what? When you talk about Drew Brees throwing a ball up in the air and wondering how in the world could you do that, when you talk about, you know, I don't know, any other quarterback making a bonehead play or a running back doing this or a defensive back doing that, we are all human beings. And just as my whole body of work throughout these decades can't be judged on one thing that I do one day on the air, you can't judge an entire athlete's performance on one play that they make or one mistake that they make, because we're all just human beings, right? And stuff happens. But with all that being said, I don't know how, and I'm going to be honest with you, I did not watch the game in real time, because if I had, I would have still been pumped up and I would not have been able to get to sleep. But LSU now, you got to believe, is on a roll in the driver's seat. I don't know that much about Coastal Carolina, but Jeff Palermo joins us now. Jeff, would you have ever, in your wildest, what did Vern Lundquist say with the Tiger Woods thing? When in your wildest dreams, you wouldn't have believed it if you'd have scripted this as a movie, would you?
I'm just absolutely unreal finish last night. I mean, Tommy, I've probably watched, because I'm a big Major League Baseball fan, so, and there's a 162-game schedule, and I'm near 50 years old, so I don't know. Hundreds of thousands of baseball games I've probably watched. I don't know if I've ever seen one finish like that. And it's just absolute heartbreak for Arkansas, while it's just the thrill of victory for LSU.
And I don't know if you hear what I said or not, but for this young man from Arkansas, and look, I'm glad LSU won. But, you know, I was the first guy to say a long time ago, you know, well, how could Drew Brees throw the ball up? How can an LSU quarterback at this level do that? How can a college baseball player at that level do that? But I made a giant mistake a couple of weeks ago, and I've been doing this for a long, long time. And I realized, and I said this before you came on the air, just as my whole body of work can't be judged over decades with one bonehead mistake, you can't judge an athlete's career on one mistake that they make, and under pressure and in real time, we are just human beings. When you get right down to it, and mistakes get made.
Well, hey, look at Jake Brown last year. He dropped a critical fly ball in last year's NCAA tournament at the Chapel Hill Regional. I mean, if he catches that ball, LSU might end up beating North Carolina and advancing to the Super Regionals. But you know what? He gets, I don't want to say he gets over it. He might have used it as motivation, but he moves past it. And last night delivers a huge two-run pitch hit single with two outs. You know, these things happen, unfortunately, in sports. In life, as you mentioned, Tommy, we all make huge mistakes. What just makes it even more gut-wrenching for Arkansas is, and I think all Saints fans could probably attest to this. They always thought that the franchise was jinxed, right, until 2009. Always thought it was jinxed. That's how Arkansas fans are feeling right now. Mm-hmm. They should have won the College World Series back in 2018, but they couldn't catch a pop-up. And here they had three miscues in the field in the bottom of the ninth inning, and it cost them a chance to at least play another day, and who knows, it might have cost them they would have had all the momentum going into today's game if there was a game today. But because they couldn't make, really, in particular, the fly ball, the line drive, to me, that Luis Hernandez hit, I thought that was that's a tough play for an outfielder. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hit right at you. It's sinking. You don't know, wait, I got to take a couple steps back. No, I got to take a couple steps in. You lose your footing. The opportunity to turn the double play, the play before that, and not do it, to me, was the bigger gaffe for Arkansas.
But because they're, again, we're all human, right?
Yes, yes.
I agree with you. I agree with you. The catch, that was a tough catch to make. But the double play was just a mistake.
It was tailor-made, Tommy. Yep. Tailor-made. It was right there for him.
Yep. It just and that's what everybody thought when it left the bat. You know, I just watched it afterward. It's like, here's the double play waiting to happen. And it just happens. I feel for the guy is what I do. I feel – I guess I have a newfound compassion for people that mess up in big situations, because I didn't think it could ever happen. But it does happen, and we're all just human. So let me ask you this about – Jay Johnson, the way he's managed, because it's all about situational awareness in a lot of different ways. It's about the way he's managed this team, not just between the bases, but between the ears. And that's what I want to pick your brain about today.
Well, I think we might have talked about this earlier this week. This guy has the utmost faith in his players, and he has their back the whole time. I mean, you have to. If any LSU fan has a chance, go back and watch last night's post-game press conference, and Zach Cowan is talking about how, yeah, I got off to a great season, or I got off to a great start this season, but the first half of the season I was really good, but the second half I was not really good, and it was great to, you know, come through for my team tonight. Well, Jay Johnson right after him says, no, Zach, you had maybe two outings that you weren't very good, but you were one of the best relief, and he says that you were the best relief pitcher in college baseball mm-hmm. for most of the season. You know, how do you think that makes Zach Cowan feel?
Right.
I mean, here's Zach Cowan saying, yeah, I could have done more during the season and blah, blah, blah. I didn't really finish it out. And then your boss or your manager, your head coach just has your back and saying, no, you're one of the best pitchers in college baseball for the role that you perform on a game-by-game basis. To me, that sums up what Jay Johnson is. He's never down on his guys. You know, they even in 2023, I remember LSU, they blew an 8-run lead to Mississippi State. And all LSU fans were like, this pitching staff, this bullpen, outside of Paul Skeens, they're horrible, they're bad. And he said, no, these guys are good. Today wasn't our day, but these guys are going to keep getting better, and I have all the faith in the world in them. And the fact that he has the faith and the support of the players, I think that translates to when there's big moments, these guys come through. You know, he didn't get down on Jared Jones because he struck out 5 times on Saturday night. Kept working with them, kept giving them positive thoughts, and here the guy ends up getting 2 big hits on last night and obviously had a big 3-run homer on Monday as well. So that, to me, is what makes Jay Johnson one of the best coaches, not only in baseball, but really all in sports.
I know we're going to talk to you tomorrow, and we'll talk about Coastal Carolina more tomorrow when we do. What does LSU do today? Do you have any idea what their plans are?
Well, I think they're going to hit the batting cages. I don't think they're going to go out to the practice field. You know, it's going to be really hot this weekend, and last night was a very emotional game. This is probably a day to do some light workout, get a good practice in tomorrow, and then get ready on Saturday night. So I think they'll take it a little bit easy today. Last night was just an emotional roller coaster, and I bet a lot of those players didn't get to go to bed, not because they were partying or anything, but just to try to get down from the adrenaline, probably until, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning before they probably actually fell asleep because of just of how crazy that game was.
All right, let me ask you this. What time did you go to sleep?
Well, I had to get up early, so I got up at 4:30, but I stayed up till 11. After I posted the story up on WWL, I had to tell my wife about it, what happened, and texting people. And it took a while.
That's why I didn't watch it. I knew something like that was going to happen, or I thought something like that was going to happen. If it did, I wouldn't have gotten to sleep because I get up at 3. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Appreciate it. WWL.com, right. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director Jay Johnson said if ESPN Classics is still around, they should run that game over and over on a loop. And he's right. What a tremendous evening for LSU baseball. Of course, the game tomorrow, Saturday night, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch. We'll have all the action for you here on WWL as we have had throughout the season. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.